This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Art Waves, brought to you by Art Centre, making things better since 1986.
Hello and welcome to Art Waves, the two-weekly programme of Art Centre, brought to you on 105.4 FM or FM Dunedin. I'm joined today by Eddie, and Eddie's going to do some poetry, aren't you, Eddie?
Yes, I am.
And apparently a short story too.
I haven't got it with me.
Oh, okay. No short story, just poetry. Well, that's it. It's still pretty cool. And we've got lots of jazz, because we've got a bit of a jazz-themed show for you today, and which kind of dovetails in with the poetry as well. So here we go. Without further ado, a little bit of music for you.
We'll be right back.
That was James Brown with Papa's Got a New Bag. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. It's me and Eddie today. Eddie's going to read some poetry shortly, and we're going to play some jazz. We've got a bit of a jazz and poetry themed show for you today. Beautiful sunny day here in Dunedin, and the artist at Art Centre, where a lot of us are working away to for the exhibition that's coming up in May at the Otago Arts Society. There's always something going on. There's always something everybody's working towards. And, yeah, James Brown, Eddie, is that a something you like, something you're into?
I can write poetry to his music.
Right. That's the test. Uh-huh. The music sets you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were saying earlier you had written some, was it John Coltrane? You'd written some poetry too?
Yeah, I wrote a poem to his, one of his tunes.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. All right, we've got some more music for you. Goes like this. Go. That was a bit of Howlin' Wolf with Smokestack Lightning. Eddie, you going to read some poetry?
Yes.
Excellent. That's good. What's the name of this one called?
This poem's called I Remember the First Time I Kissed You.
Yeah. Perhaps it needs no introduction. Go for it.
I remember the first time I kissed you. My mind warped by innuendo. The lights dripped from acres of graffiti We followed our feet by the sea, tumbled the skin, dipping sand across the ear, my hand. In the sun showers, you held my arms stretched across the ravines and wept. I watched the moving willow trees before misty dawn of devastation. Your eyes take up my wasted mind like stolen money, pinching the wrists and fists of pain. I belong to you for the sake of panic and hold you still long enough to lift up fresh these banners of hope, kept untamed by your hair, your breath, and your blood, red lips between my teeth. I remember the first time I kissed you.
Marvellous. And that doesn't really need any explanation, does it? Really doesn't. So we go straight into the John Coltrane then, I think. There's a bit of John Coltrane for you. This one's called My Favourite Things. That was John Coltrane, My Favourite Things. Eddie's got another poem for you. What's this one called?
Coltrane, Sky Moses.
Ah, awesome.
The arc of my hand waved the turning dog, padding on the orange leaves of autumn. In the dewy grass where my eyes well and the moment of sky never changes. Each time I look and hear the calling charge and the gallop of spring, I found in the arms of trees and the soft blue angles of sky held in the creases of my fingers, your face, seeing you again in the silent majesty of purpose, the turntable of rock leaning on the elbows of dance, juggling distance in the heaving sunlight.
Lovely. Lovely. What have we got next? A little bit of a Charles Mingus. Yeah? Can you tell me anything about him? As far as your influences or your listening preferences or playing the trumpet?
He was really angry.
Was he?
Yeah, he was an angry man.
Like most of the time?
Yeah, he was angry, yeah.
And did that come across in his music?
Because he was half-caste.
Ah, okay.
Neither black or white.
And right. Bit of an outsider. Didn't know where he fitted.
Yeah, he didn't know where he fitted in, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. There you go. That was Charles Mingus with Moanin'. You're listening to Art Waves, the two-weekly program of Art Centre on 105.4 FM Dunedin or FM. And welcome if you just joined us. If you're just out there having a great sunny day, join the sunshine of Dunedin. Well, it's a great day, and we've got some great jazz for you. And we've got some great poetry courtesy of Eddie here as well. What did you think of that music? What did you think of that jazz, that Charles Mingus, Eddie?
Oh, I like his bass playing, and he's really good to jam to.
Right, and this is when you're playing the trumpet.
Yeah, because I taught myself how to play trumpet, so I learned to play by jamming with Charles Mingus and Clifford Brown, Chet Baker, Miles Davis.
Right, some of the all-time great jazz trumpeters.
Yes.
Would it be? Yeah, yeah. So it's good music to jam to then.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that. I worked in a foundry for 7 years, and I had three kids, so I couldn't play the trumpet. I was working on a night shift. But in 2009, I started playing every day.
Did you? 2009, right? Yeah.
Again, because I had a seven-year break.
Got you. Nice. Okay, you got another poem for us?
I wrote this poem when you were taking the poetry group, Silas.
Oh, okay, the other week.
Yeah.
Right, nice. What's it called?
It's called If I Could Walk on the Poetry of a Moment.
Let's do it.
If I could walk on the poetry of a moment in the first light of love, silent as a child in the arms of the moonlight, dream a cause beyond belief in a river of cold contentment. Summer's rapid sunrise appeared as I slowly blinked in the broken light of the buckled trees. I collapsed in tune to the praying sea. Your eyes crashed into the horizon, stretched across all the colours of day. Then you emerged from the leaves of oak, soft as a breath, suspended in the night, held by an angel, bending the knees of grass like the mystery of light unveiled, round, round, round as the bounded owl perched spiraling down the hills of grace.
Ooh, I like that. There's some great bits in there. The bounded owl. The bounded owl. Tom Waits.
Well, these diamonds on my windshield and these tears from heaven. Well, I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got a steel train in the rain. And the wind bites my cheek through the wing. And it's these late nights and this freeway flying always makes me sing. There's a duster trying to change my tune. He's pulling up fast on the right, rolling restlessly by a 24-hour moon. And a Wisconsin hiker with a cue ball head, he's wishing he's home in a Wisconsin bed. But there's 15 feet of snow in the east, colder than a well digger's ass. And it's colder than a well digger's ass. Oceanside, it ends the ride with San Clemente coming up. Sunday desperados slip by and cruise with a dryback. And the orange driving, the neon billing, and the theaters filling to the brim with slave girls in a hot spur and bucket full of sin. The metropolitan area with interchanging connections, flyby nights from Riverside and out of state plates running a little late. But the sailors jockey for the fast lane, so 101 don't miss it. There's rolling hills, the concrete fields, and the broken lines on your mind. The eights go east and the fives go north, and the merging nexus back and forth. You see your sign, cross the line, signaling with a blink. And the radio's gone off the air, and it gives you hear the rumble as you fumble for a cigarette. And blazing through this midnight jungle, you remember someone that you met one more block. The engine talks, whispers home at last. It whispers home at last. Whispers home at last. Whispers home at last. Whispers home. And the diamonds on my windshield and these tears from heaven. Well, I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got me a steel train in the rain, and the wind bites my cheek to the wing. Late nights, freeway flying always makes me sing. It always makes me sing.
There you go. That was Tom Waits. We were just having a wee chat, Eddie and I, about Tom Waits and how he's kind of got very much comes from that jazz influence, sort of bebop era, beat poetry, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, that kind of thing. Back in the sort of late 40s, early 50s in America, places like San Francisco, places where there's a lot of, and it kind of very much, I feel like it's all about, well, it's very musical poetry. This is all about the beat and timing, right, and dynamics, and kind of very and spontaneous. Would it be quite a lot of it was spontaneous, isn't it? I mean, like a lot of jazz is just boom. Yeah. However it comes out, they got a basic sequence, yeah, you know, like a chord progression, and then it's just like whatever happens in the moment over the top of that. So a lot of beat poetry would have been like that as well. A lot of it improvised, made up in the moment. Which is really what I'm trying to get at there. Have you got another poem for us, Eddie?
Yeah, I do, yes.
What's this one called?
This one is called I wrote this. This is a really new poem. I wrote it a couple of weeks ago. I'm still working on it.
Excellent. Is it ready to perform?
It's good, it's ready to
go. Oh, well, there you go then. Let's do it.
Okay. It's called Rainy Day Waitress. Scarlet reeds circled the midnight oak in her hair, twisted black the old washing machine. Water fell from my cup. Her dress drenched in red, a hazel tune spilling my lips. Two sparrows in the sunset, perched above the sea, arches triumphant white sails, the crest of a kiss, sprawled a plethora of dreams and sleepwalking shoes, my black boots kicking stones the long, dusty way, crunch, beat, heart, out of the pouring rain. She smiles at me, the ingrained dirt wiping a filthy hand across my face, watching the rainy day waitress tinkling the gold copper coins like raindrops.
Ooh, rainy day. I like the wiping the dirt across. Very kind of descriptive of the moment. We've got some Sarah Vaughan for you now.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray that the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the
Fabulous. There you go. That wasn't in fact Sarah Vaughan. It was actually Peggy Lee. But there you go. These things happen. Equally good track, I think. You were listening to Artways from Art Centre, 105.4 FM on our gloriously sunny day in Dunedin, making the rest of the country jealous, I'm sure. Eddie's been reading some poetry and we've been discussing jazz and how the two have kind of intertwined. I must say I find that as well. Like, it's a good as an artist coming up with words, coming up with music. It's good to sort of read other stuff that's kind of starts you off. You know, whets your appetite. Is probably not what I actually mean to say. It's kind of like getting in the flow of it. You know, like it's hard to start things.
Like lighting the fuse.
Yeah, lighting the fuse. And so that's often what you do, is it? Like, listen to some music and then that brings it on, gives you some ideas.
Thomas's poem,
that's right.
The force that drives the green fuse through the flower.
Yes.
Started me off.
Right, that particular poem.
You remember it, yeah.
Right, was that early on in the book?
Yeah, that's one of his poems I read.
Yeah.
From the collected works of Dylan.
Yeah, I noticed you got that with you. It's the same edition I got, actually, with the same cover.
Yeah.
It's great. What a great book. And it's real inspiring, eh? The it's very dense poetry, like both in terms of the sound. And what about, here's an idea, how about reading one of your favourite Dylan Thomas poems just for everyone?
Or Farman.
So they actually get an idea of what we're talking about, because that's probably the best way to illustrate it. I might actually play a song while we do that.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Billie Holiday, in actual fact. That just gave us time for Eddie to find one of his favourite Dylan Thomas poems from the collected works that we're going to read to you right now. What's this one called?
I read the force that through the green fuse drives a flower.
Okay.
The force that through the green fuse drives the flower drives my green age that blasts the roots of trees is my destroyer. And I am dumb to tell the crooked rose my youth is bent by the same wintry fever. The force that drives the water through the rocks drives my red blood that dries the mouthing streams, turns mine to wax. And I am dumb to mouth unto my veins how at the mountain spring the same mouth sucks. The hand that whirls the water in the pool stirs the quicksand that rots the blowing wind, hauls my shroud sail. And I am dumb to tell the hanging man how of my clay is made the hangman's lime. The lips of time leech to the fountain head. Love drips and gathers, but the fallen blood shall calm her sores. And I am dumb to tell a wither's wind how time has ticked a heaven round the stars. And I am dumb to tell the lover's tomb how at my sheet goes the same crooked worm.
There you go. Yeah, it's that real earthy, nuggety kind of getting stuck in. It's not poetry for the faint-hearted, is it? It's not wafty. It's not like, you know, Wordsworth or, oh, it's a nice sunny day type thing, is it? It's really getting stuck in there. Miles Davis. That was Miles Davis with "It Never Entered My Mind." Lovely, restful tune. We're coming to the close of our show. You've been listening to Art Waves, the program of Art Centre, our two weekly program on the radio on 105.4 FM or FM. It's been a jazz and poetry afternoon with Silas and Eddie. We got one more poem from Eddie, and then we're going to play you out with some John Coltrane. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Silas. This poem's called "Young and Unknown Tribe." The old men are happy, old as tigers, to see me back, unfolding their arms like wings of sunlight. The new men are running through the trees, a glimpse of us upon the blackened lake, gulping a cup of air like amber bells ringing clear as a string of pearls. And I swore with ease, knowing me blood would ne'er abate, my burning vision of God. I am on a stony street in fiery pools of rain, these cold bare teeth smiling, young and unknown tribe.
Brilliant. See you next time.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.